Well, the recording cut out there. I was just saying that I could see a policeman from the armoured vehicle actually pulling his helmet down and loading up his weapon. And at that moment, sure enough, another volley of tear gas came out. There was a clatter of explosions and everybody fell back. People have now melted into the side streets. I've just come back onto the main Mohammed Mahmoud street, where the clouds of tear gas are incredibly strong. And I'm going to have to fall back because it's burning everybody's skin here and really burning their eyes. And there are lots of people around me who are collapsing and are being carried away from the gas and towards the makeshift field hospitals. Sorry, I'm trying to pull the scarf over my face and the eyes are streaming. The makeshift field hospital, which was just around the corner from here, actually off Mohammed Mahmoud Street itself, very much on the front line, was tear gassed this morning and completely blown out. That hospital has now moved to a different place in Tahrir Square, and the motorbikes are already revving up to carry the latest round of injured. Every time the police send forward their next volley of weaponry, the motorbikes fire up in preparation to carry the wounded to the hospitals. And once again now, we're seeing really a combination of sort of real courage and order and also panic. And people right now feeling incredibly angry after this latest barrage. They are marching forward one by one. I'm picking my way back onto the main street across this sort of debris of water and street furniture, which has all been torn up and destroyed. And once again, we have two, three tear gas canisters land right next to us on a low-lying roof just to our right-hand side. People spitting, chanting for the downfall of SCAF, downfall of the military council, downfall of the field marshal, and proclaiming their courage and their willingness to speak out against injustice no matter what. And it's a very, very intense scene here. The fighting is ongoing, and it's showing no sign of letting up. And certainly the protesters around me, whatever happens at the level of high politics today, are showing no sign whatsoever of backing down. This battle is going to rage long into the day, and I'm sure into the night as well.